Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Finding someone who shares your values in today's culture isn't easy. And being single around the holidays isn't easy either. That's why Catholic Singles created a website and app where single Catholics can meet and get to know each other that focuses on values, activities, and interests. For over two decades, Catholic Singles has been fostering deep relationships because your faith matters. Start today at CatholicSingles.com.
Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to IgnatiusBookClub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich. CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com. CMF Curo. Healthcare fully alive.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, your friendly neighborhood Carmelite. And yes, that's absolutely right. I'm reporting again from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I just want to talk a little bit about perspectives of faith. The readings really struck me this past Sunday, and we had Baruch, Philippians, and then the beginning verses of chapter 3 of Luke's Gospel. And as I journey through this life that I have been given, you know, every now and again I like to just stop and ponder and look back and try to see if I can become aware of the guiding hand of God, sort of his providential care, for lack of a better word. And being the second candle is now lit on the Advent wreath, the candle that symbolizes faith, I think it's important that we always take time to check in with our faith and what's going on with our faith and et cetera, because it is a gift that is given by God. We just don't gain the faith. He gives it to us and we accept that gift because he is the focus of our faith. And one of the things I can tell you all is that when I was a child growing up, you know, my dad and my grandfather, his dad, were tinkers. They always had to have a project. They always had to be working on something. So over the years, their garages really became their places of tinkering. And when I got older and I could begin to do more and follow directions a little bit better and et cetera, these men invited me into what I see now as a real sacred space. And my grandfather, who has passed many years ago, and it's a sort of wound in my heart that, you know, I miss him very much. He's one of my, he was my closest elder, I should say. So, getting off the path a little bit, let's get back here. So, he could see that I was also a kid that was curious about puzzles. I love puzzles and putting puzzles together and solving mysteries and these sort of things. And he used that to, I guess maybe his advantage, but it's also cultivating that. Because he would give me little things in the garage to do, and it would be somewhat complex, but he knew I'd spend time working on them, trying to solve it. And sometimes I would get stuck and wouldn't be able to budge and et cetera, you know, because I was approaching the thing head on. I was staring right at the problem before me. And then he would suggest maybe looking at it from this way, from a different perspective. And it was in that look, that gaze, that I was able to see sort of an answer come forth from this problem, quote unquote problem that was before me. You know, for example, you know, my grandfather burned wood to keep his house home and house warm in the wintertime. And being that I was the eldest grandchild, you know, I had to cut up a lot of wood, stack wood, and et cetera. So he taught me how to look at the wood head on to see the rings in the wood and et cetera. So I knew where to split the wood at. And then he also taught me how to look along the wood to see the textures of the wood so I could stack things better. And I think to see this distinction is a very important aspect that we need to cultivate in relationship to our faith. You know, I get the sense a lot of times when people talk about the Catholic faith, they think of it in their minds as sort of a sheet of doctrines and dogmas that one must give assent to and say yes to and accept and et cetera. And you know, that's a partial truth. That's a half truth. You know, we do have certain things as Catholics that in order to stay within the church, you must believe. You have to believe that Christ came, died, and rose from the dead. If you don't believe that, then you're outside of the bounds of the church. It's kind of a big thing. You know, he is our Lord and our Savior. But there's also this looking along faith, looking at a faith maybe through a historical view and seeing the impact of God's gift working in and through and by humanity. And in that way, it really gives a flesh to the faith. So it's not just sort of an intellectual exercise, but it's something that is transformative of a person, of a people, and of the world that is around them. You know, we had Baruch from this past weekend, and I believe it was Baruch 5. You know, he was the first couple of verses, you know, he's writing to a people that's anticipating getting out of this Babylonian captivity and et cetera. And he was a secretary to Jeremiah, if my memory serves me correctly. And he reminds them, he reminds the people, his brothers and sisters, that the Lord is leading them out of this moment of suppression and et cetera. And he makes the point by echoing previous prophets, by having them look over their past and to see the work of God in the lives of the people. The Lord has been leading people, his people, out of the bondage of slavery for generations now. So he offers them a perspective of looking along that faith that has been given to them by their God. And then we go to the Philippian reading that we had from St. Paul this past weekend. And it was a couple of verses in that first chapter. And he's reminding the people to embrace this gift of faith, and that this gift of faith is bringing about unblemishedness within them and a holiness about them. But he also has them looking forward into the future and to look along that gift of faith that has been given over to their heart to see where the Lord is leading them into, what the Lord desires for them. So in these two readings, we have a looking back and a looking forward along this gift of faith that has been given over by the Lord in order to bring about a new animation within the hearts of the people. And then finally, we get to Luke's Gospel, chapter 3, the first couple of verses, and we are given a series of names before John the Baptist is introduced to us. And these names are a lot of big figures that will play a distinctive role in the crucifixion of Christ later on in the Gospel of Luke. So by giving us these names, Luke is telling us that in order to understand what it will be unfolding throughout his text, as he gives over the journey of Jesus Christ through his public ministry, we need to keep that moment of the crucifixion, and therefore the resurrection also, in mind, those things that Paschal mystery influences everything that Christ has been doing during his life. Then, of course, John the Baptist making and really repeating, because he's using a prophecy by Isaiah about the mountains to be flattened and the valleys to be filled in and etc. You know, because the Lord will be coming. And it's sort of a double entendre here, of course, in the context of the book, the Jesus is now with them, but then there's also the context of Christ coming again after the ascension. So this perspective about looking along our faith to see the historical unfolding of it and its impact upon a person, a people, and in the activities of the world around them is of the utmost importance. So we need to have both aspects of this view, these perspectives of faith, looking at our faith head on and wrestling with maybe what our catechism teaches us about certain things, but what those ideas and those points of belief and relationship to our faith need to influence, help, shape, and build up our lives in the earth as we embody them, as we give flesh over to the gift of faith, making it as something livable in the world. For we can't forget that before Christ ever dwelt in the womb of Mary, he dwelt in her heart first. And by this gift of faith that makes known to us the living God, it must dwell in our hearts, and our flesh must be given over to it so it can be made known as something that is life-giving in the world. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're listening on a platform that has a like button, click that like button also. If you want more of my content, you can go over to thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find my blog posts, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, you can find YouTube videos, and there's a contact page that you can email me through if you have anything that you wish for me to pray about or need guidance on or etc. And if you're discerning a vocation to religious life or to the priesthood, please make sure to click that vocation tab and send me a little message. I'll be happy to help you. That is thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters, and know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.